As session moves along, another one of your priority bills, I believe getting a hearing this week in committee, was Senate Bill 66.
That's right. You know, we've seen all over the nation the uprising, the unrest, and the lawlessness that's occurred. And this bill directly attempts to extinguish the flames of that sort of behavior and defunding the police, unlawful assembly, and criminalizes those who want to stop traffic. A lot of other provisions that ensure that the public at large is safe while people are also able to continue to express their First Amendment rights, but in a peaceable manner and not a rioting and disruptive manner.
You point out that it's something we did see a lot more of this year. We've seen a lot of injuries, a lot of people killed in varying cities all around the country.
Well, just in St. Louis alone, I mean, it was just out of control. We had a retired law enforcement officer murdered in front of a building that was just trying to protect his friend's business. Roads were completely blocked off, keeping people from moving to and fro. And we have a right to protest. We don't have a right to inhibit people's movement and their freedom to express their rights as well. And I think that's one thing in America today that we just do not understand what the Constitution does. It protects our individual right, but it does not allow you to inhibit the rights of others just because you're angry about your movement.
What are you seeing from those who disagree with this?
Well, first, the media, just the way they frame what this bill does has been very deceptive, and it's just horrible, and it's a travesty for journalism, in my opinion, saying that this bill would allow indiscriminately, you know, motorists to be able to run over protesters if they see fit, and that's just not true. This bill would allow people who are literally being attacked by violent criminals that are trying to break into their car, drag them out of their car, to drive out of that situation. And that's been the biggest hurdle, is it's just the spin that's been put on this bill is just horrible. But we saw that with these riots and protests, that they were called mostly peaceful, while in the background you see the entire city on fire. I mean, it's just remarkable of the slant and the twist that's put on bills that do protect good citizens and actual peaceful protests.
Again, like you just say, it's a balance of making sure everyone has the rights protected at the same time everyone is literally protected.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, if you look up the definition of somebody who holds someone hostage and coerces them to try to go along with their political belief, I just encourage the listeners to go look up what that defines. And it's not peaceable protests protected under the First Amendment.